Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel is experiencing mild weather. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler with some cloud cover. As the evening approaches, temperatures will remain comfortable across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, an Iranian analyst, Trita Parsi, has issued a strong warning. He claims that Lebanon and the Strait of Hormuz are under severe tension. This comes from Ma'ariv just 25 minutes ago. Also, Syria is feeling the pressure. Soldiers are seeking to maneuver deeply amid distractions on other fronts. Walla reported this development earlier this hour. Also this hour, the United States is evaluating advanced bunker-busting capabilities. This follows the discovery of expansion at Iran's secret Pickaxe Mountain nuclear site. More details can be found at JNS from earlier today. Separately, a documentary alleging Israel's actions in Gaza received a standing ovation in Venice. Testimonies from former IDF personnel are central to the film. This was reported by Forward from earlier today. And finally, in Australia, Bondi will commemorate the anniversary of an attack with its largest Jewish gathering. The event aims to promote unity through a Chanukah celebration. This comes from Australian Jewish News from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a street analyst, posted an hour ago about the destruction of Hezbollah's strategic stronghold in southern Lebanon. The images highlight the scale of Israel's recent operation. Ynet Global noted Saudi Arabia's strategic challenges as the Houthis advance. The lack of air support has led to significant territorial losses. Nadav Eyal, an Israeli journalist, shared concerns about ideological shifts in the United States. He highlighted the threats posed by extremist movements to liberal democracy. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Iran. Trita Parsi has warned that the collapse of the understanding memorandum highlights Tehran's demand for a comprehensive regional ceasefire. According to Ma'ariv, this escalation could further destabilize the region. For civilians, increased tensions could mean heightened security risks and potential disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz. Turning to Syria. Soldiers there are maneuvering deeply as attention remains on other regional conflicts. Walla has reported that despite the focus on Judea, Samaria, and other areas, the Syrian Golan Heights remains tense. This could lead to further complications in an already volatile region. Meanwhile, the U.S. is examining its military options. Analysts at JNS have noted increased activity at Iran's Pickaxe Mountain nuclear site. This evaluation of bunker-busting capabilities reflects ongoing concerns about Iran's nuclear ambitions. For the region, this could mean further international scrutiny and potential diplomatic tensions. In Venice, a documentary on Israel's actions in Gaza has stirred emotions. According to Forward, the film presents testimonies from Israeli soldiers and intelligence officers. The documentary's impact could influence international perceptions of Israel's military operations. Finally, in Bondi, Australia, plans are underway for a significant Jewish gathering. The event aims to foster unity a year after an attack. As noted by the Australian Jewish News, this celebration could strengthen community bonds and promote resilience. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a significant surge in apartment sales. From May to July, sales increased by over 20%. This suggests a possible revival in the real estate market. Separately, Globes highlights recent real estate transactions in major cities. Jerusalem, Bat Yam, Ashdod, and Akko have seen notable activity. This reflects ongoing demand and interest in these areas. And finally, Walla Business reports on a historic flight from Ben Gurion Airport. The first Airbus A330 converted from passenger to cargo took off today. This marks a significant milestone in the aerospace industry and could lead to substantial savings. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 1 o'clock p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.